Music that is new to us, but quite well known in Mexico City, comes highly recommended by Chris Dorides, host of Morning Becomes Eclectic on KCRW Santa Monica. It is music from the group Café Tacuba. The name comes from a popular coffee shop. Chris Dorides says this is the real thing from Mexico City.
This is wildly progressive for what we mostly get from this region. This is as if the Beatles or the Talking Heads came out of Mexico City, in my mind.
Ya chole chango chilango, que chafa chamba te chutas, noche candar de tacuche, y chale con la charola, tan choncho como una chinche, más chueco que la payuca, confusca con cachiporra, te pasa andar de guarura, mejor yo me echo una chela, y chance enchufo una chava, chambeando de chafirete, me sobra chupe pachanga.
Transforming the sound that normally comes from there, you know, just taking Latin influences and bridging them with sort of power rock or pop sounds. They're taking influences as wide-ranging as sounds from South America all the way up to, say, New York City and into American progressive music. The way the Beatles sort of created a soup of lots of different influences, they're doing the same thing. Everything is fair game.
We're hearing a tune called Chilanga Banda, right? What is that, I wonder about?
Chilanga is apparently a term that refers to a person who lives in Mexico City. It was at one time sort of an offensive slang term for somebody in that region, but they've embraced the term, and it now has sort of an affectionate reference to somebody that comes from Mexico City. So a chilanga would be a female from Mexico City. And banda is just band. Apparently the song is from a guy named Jaime Lopez. This album, this new album from Café Tacuba, treats Latin standards, popular Latin songs. They cover a bunch of different Latin songs on this record. They call it Avalancha de Éxitos, the album. It's Avalanche of Hits. So it's their approach to, they're covering a bunch of different Latin favorites. And this song, I was asking for a translation, and there really is no translation, because it's like street rap. The language is really from deep within the urban jargon of Mexico City. Most people who live and work in Mexico City could not translate it for you.
Would this be a popular band in Mexico City?
They're huge.
Really?
They're huge there. They're recognized on the street. They're very popular. Alarma, alarma la de dos. Uno, dos, tres, patada y cos. Alarma, alarma la de dos. Uno, dos, tres, patada y cos.
Chris, in the tune Alarma, several people in the band sing.
Yeah, it's a band full of singers, a band full of writers. Again, that sort of conjures up the Beatles analogy.
And alarma means, what's alarma?
Alarma la de tos. Apparently, the actual translation is like alarm from a cough. It's a very strange translation because it's like an idiom in Mexico City. It means basically watch out or be careful.
Uh-huh.
But the actual translation is like alarm from a cough.
Huh. Again, this is a cover tune.
This is a cover from a band called Ote Ita Tejeres, a band that pioneered bridging the gap between Mexican rhythms and Western pop music.
Now, this is the kind of music that would that sort of wakes you up, I think.
Yeah, I play it a lot in the mornings here, actually, for that very reason.
Chris Derides talking with us from KCRW Santa Monica, California, about the group from Mexico City called Café Tacuba.